Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, bloggers and squirters, valentines and lupercalians, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Mary's Immaculate Conception, Saint Valentine, or Buddha Namaste. We don't know. But until we start cloning ourselves, we know we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an A women? I'm so excited to be joined by these lovely ladies to celebrate Lupercalia. Happy Valentine, Lupercalia, brothers and sisters. You may not know much about Lupercalia. Woo, somebody does. But we are going to celebrate it tonight. If you are listening to me live, you know that it is Valentine's weekend. Okay, now you're going to have to stay very still. And it's Valentine's Saturday night. And Valentine's Day. Oh, Valentine's Day. Yikes. You know, it's the high holiday of love, which is why we're lighting candles. Because that's what we do on the holidays. We are lighting penis and vulva candles from Lucky Mojo at this time that we used on Eros Day. and yes, I mean, you know, I have a love-hate relationship with Valentine's Day because, well, I'm the love doctor, you know. And so Valentine's Day is like supposed to be, you know, this big holiday. Fortunately, I get to go to Sex Week at Yale every other Valentine's Day, which gives me something, you know, to grasp. But let me tell you, and I am in a long-term relationship, one of those things that Valentine's Day is supposed to be for, but it's so much pressure, you know, Valentine's Day. I mean, think about it, all the images that are like bombarding you, couples embracing and little cupids flying around and just chocolate cherries dripping with cream. I mean, it's sort of great and sort of awful, you know, because who doesn't love embracing and cream? But, you know, all that pressure. I mean, you've got to have money. You got to spend it on your lover. And then you got to have the lover, the number one lover. And then if you've got more than one lover, I mean, who's going to be your Valentine? You know, it's a strange holiday. And it's kind of a made up holiday in a way. It's got a basis, which we will get to, brothers and sisters. A basis in, yes indeed, in sex, as everything does. But you know, it's got this sort of frilly kind of covering to it that is a little bit suffocating. And that was really kind of, well, first of all, invented by the Catholic Church, of course, to cover up the real Valentine's Day, which is Lupercalia. And then second, kind of hit home by the 19th century card industry. Yes, brothers and sisters, capitalism. We love it, we hate it, we eat it, we breathe it, we have sex with it, and it runs our lives. Maybe not always, but for the last few millennia. Anyway, card industry, create Valentine's Day, make up this story, kind of piece it together from some fact. That's the best way to create a fairy tale. You know, Valentine, Saint Valentine, this priest, of course, who didn't have sex, but who would marry young couples in ancient Rome when mean old emperor, Claudius or one of those emperors. Anyway, he supposedly wouldn't let anybody get married because, not the soldiers in the army, because he wanted them to focus on fighting like Spartans. And it was kind of a silly rule, you know, not letting people get married. It's almost as bad as forcing people to get married. But anyway, the fairy tale goes that Saint Valentine would marry the couples. And then, of course, he got busted and he in prison... He cured the jailer's blind daughter of her blindness. Oh, yes, he did. And she fell in love with him while he was in prison. And when he was scheduled to be executed, which just so happened to be on February the 14th, brothers and sisters, at that point, he started dripping wax on the jailer's daughter's chest. No, actually, he just left her a little card that said, "Your Valentine." And of course, by now, she had been cured by the saintly ophthalmologist, and so she could see the Valentine. And not only that, but somehow she knew how to read, and she could read the Valentine, and she had a Valentine. And oh, that's Valentine's Day. There were probably about four saints named Valentine. None of them actually did any of that, really. But hey, it sells greeting cards and candy and flowers and even candles, you know. It sells a lot of things. But, brothers and sisters, Valentine's Day, treacly, sugary, sweet saccharin and kind of... capitalist, as it may seem, is really based upon something much earthier and also not so exclusive, not just about couples, you know, but something about the erotic community. That's right, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. And here we have the beginning of the erotic community right here. We have, now, I wasn't introduced to you, so I feel that I should introduce you, but Jamie, okay. No, you're not going to get to talk yet, because I still have to tell the story of Lupercalia. Sorry, you have to hold those things, that's right. So I don't know if you should come yet.
They have a microphone over there.
Yeah, too. I know, but I'm not going to give it to them yet. Okay. That's right, girls, you're going to get to steal the show in just a moment. I have to educate my radio audience. Yeah, okay, slow. Slow. That's it. Very relaxed. Slow. Nice. Right. Okay. Lupercalia, class, is a holiday that is, in a way, prehistoric. It's older, more ancient than ancient Rome. In fact, we don't really know the roots of it. It celebrates the god Lupercal, perhaps, the god of shepherds, and you know what they like to do with those sheep. It celebrates Faunus, the Roman Pan, with the goat horns. And it does sort of celebrate goats and the howl of the wolf. The blood of the goat, actually, the red, red blood. and the white milk of the goat. And it celebrates the rush of the hormones and the crack of the whip and the coming of spring. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, it's a spring coming holiday. Mm-hmm. With the goddesses of spring showing us how to celebrate. And in these ancient prehistoric days, the high priests of the Lupercalia would go to a cave with their candles, and they would sacrifice a goat. Mm-hmm. I guess it was a horny goat. Certainly had horns. And they would do it naked, so they would get pretty horny. And they would smear the blood of the goat on the foreheads of some virile young men. And these young men, naked, would proceed to get very drunk on wine, probably held in goat skins. And then they would take the skins of these goats and they would make them into thongs, loincloths, G-strings, I don't know. They'd also call them februara, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, but it is the root of February, februar. And after they made themselves some little loincloths, oh, you need to have your candle lit. Here you go. After they got their little loincloths, they would make more goatskin thongs into whips. And this is why the holiday of Lupercalia is all about the whip, the whipping, yes. The whipping and, of course, the flogging, yes. Floggers, not flowers, that's the root of Valentine's Day. Lupercalia. See, these young men with the blood on their foreheads, washed away by the milk, and therefore you get the red and the white of Valentine's Day, the milk of the goat and the blood of the goat. They would run forth through the countryside with their goatskin whips, and they would whack the young women who would present their asses. Present your ass. Thank you. Whoops. Present your ass like the ancient women of prehistoric Rome who would present their asses to be whipped by the Lupercals because it brought them great blessings. And then, of course, they'd all have sex. And this is the original meaning of Valentine's Day. This is the Lupercalia, which, of course, seems much more exciting to me, you know, whips and floggers rather than hearts and flowers. But I think it seemed a lot more exciting to the Catholic Church also, which banned it pretty much as soon as they had the power and replaced it with Valentine's Day. And that's what we've been stuck with for a while. But we're bringing back the Lupercal. That's what we are right here at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. And I want to welcome you all to a celebration of the original prehistoric Valentine's Day. It's wonderful to have you here with my husband of almost 20 years, my Valentine.
Hey, darling girl. Yeah.
We never know what to do on Valentine's Day, do we? We're always like, oh, what do? We don't really want to go out to dinner with all these couples. And, oh, do we have to have...
Well, I want to thank you, though, for my Valentine's present.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He does get a Valentine's present out of me.
My new 30-foot RevCon motorhome, which is sitting downstairs.
Yeah. You're going to get a lot of Lupercalion whipping over that. Okay. Anyway, that's what Valentine's Day is. People like put the screws, I want this, honey. And if you are going to be my Valentine, you better give it to me. You know, Lupercalion is just about the whipping and the flogging and probably a little light spanking. You know, all very consensual, really kind of an amazing, amazing holiday. And we're bringing it back. We're bringing it back with our guests, who I'm going to introduce. We first of all, oh, you ladies, I think you deserve a hand.
They're just...
You are just fabulous.
They're really
and
great.
And this is, again, let's give them a microphone, first of all,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, the microphone's over there behind
them. I have deprived
them
long enough, and they were very good, and they could have, you know, just... like set my bed on fire. So they didn't. They were very, very sweet. So now you getting in the spirit of Lupercalia. There you go. There we go. Okay. Oh, ooh, already. This is a juicy Lupercalia. Okay, so now this is Lily Cade, who we all know as Artemis the Huntress from Eros Day. And I guess Diana would be more appropriate because this is a Roman holiday. So, and you've already gone on the hunt and quite successfully, I might say.
Like, before we got up here.
Yeah. So, who introduce this lovely
this
lady.
This is Jamie Janes.
Jamie Janes, welcome to the Womb
she
Room.
She was in the movie Orgy of Exes with me, and she also writes for Fox Magazine.
Uh-huh.
And you tell them other stuff about yourself.
I am very, very good at what I do.
What do you do, darling?
I fuck people and I fuck them up.
Ooh. Ooh. Fuck them up.
There is no dick too deep, too long for my throat.
Oh, wow.
And I will slobber like the Niagara Falls all over your cock. Mm. And I will fucking own your pussy.
Wow. Okay.
I'm
so
very
you're,
good.
I mean, Lily is 100% lesbian Diana girl. Yeah. You are bi, obviously, very much so.
I don't know about the bi. I wish I could fuck myself.
Ah.
Can't you?
Try. Sexual.
But I am. If it looks good, it tastes good.
Mmm. Wow. So what do you usually do on Valentine's Day?
I don't believe in any holidays.
No holidays. Every day is a holiday, maybe.
Every day is a holiday.
Yeah, you seem
like
you. You
fuck every day. Yeah. You have fun every day. I don't think you need to put aside certain day. Like, it's fucking bullshit.
Mm. Well.
So, but on Sunday, I make extra sure to be extra bad.
On Sunday, okay. All right. Well, Valentine's Day, I think you should be extra bad, too.
I'm going to be extra
yeah.
bad.
Right, because it's a shepherd's holiday. Right.
Yes.
So, great. And what lovely country are you from?
Kansas, right? I'm from Kansas.
You're from Kansas. Wow. You know, these Kansans are talking cooler and cooler these days.
We are very cool.
Yeah.
This is my ongoing joke.
Is it? No, is this a kind of a part of your whole persona, the accent?
I don't understand.
Is that a Kansas accent?
All right. I guess I'm not going to find out where you're from. Where were you born?
Russia.
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 Oh, of course. So was my great-grandmother.
Yes.
So probably they knew each other.
Probably. Right. Very deep.
Oh, very deep. Very deep. Okay.
That
well,
is a big joke.
Good. All right. Well, every day is a holiday in Russia, right?
Every day. Every day. Vodka.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you have to try our Colombian agua. We're gonna be trying it in just a moment, although Lily knows how to help herself, so you can. But I have to introduce my other guests.
Okay.
And we do the licking ceremony.
I love to lick.
I know. And we're going to do that. We're going to have you licking up a storm.
When
me to lick? When do we get to lick?
Yes, you're going to get to lick in just a moment. I just want to, just as I'm pouring the agua, introduce my other guests. Okay.
I see now. Chad and Lucy.
Thank you very much for helping me out here so we can get it just going, so we get the agua. We see Chad and Lucy. That would be Lucy Blaze and Chad Diamond.
Hello.
You look great. You're wearing a red skirt, I see, for Valentine's Day.
Get close to your microphones.
Red and white, with little hearts and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the red and white, you know what the red and white is? Is that clear? The red is the blood of the goat. And the white is the milk of the goat, right?
Nice.
Okay, nice. Better than, you know, candy, right? Okay. She's getting in the spirit of Lupercalia. All right. So you're going to get in the spirit tonight? Do you have any plans for tonight, how you're going to get in the spirit?
We're here, and she wants to have some fun. So she's
to, not you, though.
I'm happy. This is it's all fun to me.
Okay. All right, then.
I love my life.
Well, good. So how do you usually celebrate Valentine's Day? I mean, you're a couple.
Well, this is our first one together.
Oh, really? Do you have plans?
Not really big ones. No. It's like Monday.
Good
She's
for you.
Go to work, so.
Good. Don't make plans. It just will. It creates a St. Valentine's Day massacre the next day.
To my wallet.
You know exactly. Lupercalia all the way. Just whack each other. You know. If you want to do that after Valentine's Day anyway.
Hey, if you're really good, you can win a night in my new RevCon.
Nice.
Yeah.
The bar is fully stocked.
So. Here we go. What are we doing? Spitting now in the mouth here.
Spitting.
This is a Russian practice. This is what they do on Lupercalia in Russia. We whip, they spit. Spitting in the mouth. Okay. And now we have Michael Phillips, playwright extraordinaire and poet.
Hello.
Hello, so, Michael.
Now, Michael,
yes.
I know that you have a certain issue with Valentine's Day.
Yes, I think it sucks. I used to call myself a cynical romantic. I'm no longer a cynical romantic. I'm now an agnostic romantic.
Ah, okay. An agnostic romantic. You don't believe, but you don't disbelieve. You just don't know if
no,
it exists.
No, I'm actually an atheist romantic.
Oh, you definitely disbelieve.
But I just don't want to argue about it, okay. So I just say agnostic.
Okay, there you go. That's Russian, right?
I love it.
She loves that. Okay. Keep going.
Oh, okay, yeah. And you talked about Saint Valentine.
Yeah.
Very interesting. He only became a saint when he was clubbed repeatedly till every bone in his body was broken, and that didn't kill him, so they had to cut his head off.
Wow.
Dead romantic, if you ask me. Now, I'm thinking, ooh, romance
wow.
right there.
Yeah, well, a lot of these saints went in some gory ways.
And who do you know what he's the patron saint of, amongst other things? The plague.
The plague. The saint, that means he like represents, defends, honors.
If you love the plague, you're going to love St. Valentine's Day, which kind of makes sense to me. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to talk, you should talk into the microphone.
I just tell her to choke me.
I can't follow that.
she told her to choke her with the boa.
I got the teacher, though. She's not into choking, so she's not very good at it. I got the teacher.
Okay, choke the bitch out. Just trying to help here.
All right.
Don't kill her, though.
Today. But you have a poem for us.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Okay, now you're going to have to listen to the poem and act it out, okay?
Listen to the poem
Lily?
And act it out. Okay, that sounds
Jane?
Good.
Jane? Is it Jane? Jamie? Jamie. Okay, so you are now... Can you listen to the poem? Is that something?
It's a very short one,
which is always the best poetry.
Yeah. It's called True Love, ? We lay spent. Fuck me till I forget, you whispered. We began anew. Fuck me till I breathe, I begged. You were alive and wished you were dead. The moment I breathed was the moment you fled. It's a nice, happy poem.
Yeah.
Sorry to
that's
bring it all
That's a nice,
up.
Happy Valentine's
yes,
poem.
Yes, that's my dear Valentine's poem. But I've decided this year my Valentine is going to be myself, and I'm not ready to commit.
All right.
So
make love to someone you love, even if that someone is you.
You're not ready to commit what? Suicide? Harry Kevitt?
Thank you for the suggestions.
A, B, and...
Can I commit suicide in your new camp?
No, please.
No, God, that just...
Not in my new motorhome, darling.
Valentine's Day. It brings those... You know, it is blood. Goat blood, though. Please, goat blood, not
about
human blood.
About Lupercalla... When I first heard the word many years ago, I thought it was Lupercalla, which is about rabbits.
Rabbits.
So, yeah, and I was like, how are rabbits. How are
rabbits
sexy? How is killing a rabbit sexy?
But then killing a goat is sex to mind for me. I mean,
well, yes, I'm English. We like goats.
What is a goat? See, Valentine's Day is... pan.
I'm listening intently.
Oh, okay.
I do have
two, I hear myself.
I have two requests, love. I just.
But first, into the devil. Pan was turned into.
I have two requests for all lovers out there. Yes. First off, please don't tell me that the person you love is the best person in the whole world. There's 6.2 billion people in the world. I guarantee that the person you're with, there's at least 50 to 100 million people that are better.
Yes, I am married to the best person in the world. You know, it is disgusting to hear lovers talk about that stuff. I don't usually like to, but, you know, you baited me.
I did indeed.
I have the most beautiful, smartest children in the world.
There you go.
do I.
And my other request is, if you are in a relationship, stay away from the cut price candy. It's on sale after Valentine's Day. That's the only benefit us singles get out of this. So please, that's ours. You can have it, you know, if you have it like on the day, we get the 75% off next week.
It is expensive. That's why we just have M&Ms out there. And those awful candy hearts that no one likes to eat.
I like them.
They're fun really? To read. Only, you eat them. Okay, well, eat them up, Chad.
I only like the Brax kind, though. They can't be the sweet tarts, because...
Get a little,
no, we got the we
get
got
a little
the kind
closer
you like.
To the mic.
Eat a lot of
see
them.
We're
yeah.
on it. We're
get
on
a little,
it. We got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, get a little closer to the mic there.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That will.
And we are continuing to have feminine pulchritude.
Beautiful.
Demonstrating awesome the many many positions Jesus. Of the Lupercalian Kama Sutra.
Why was I born a man?
And right here on this side, we have, of course, the lovely Miss Boxcutter.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
Wonderful. Good to see you.
Happy Lupercalia.
Yes. Happy Lupercalia to you, too.
Yeah. So, have you ever celebrated Lupercalia before?
No, I have not.
Seems like an appropriate holiday for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you resonating to it?
Oh, yeah.
Whipping, flogging, smacking.
Oh, yes.
Whacking.
Oh, yes. I'm always ready for that.
You're ready for a good whacking and biting. You're also into biting, I know.
Yes, definitely.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And you have your friends with you. The Lord has returned.
It has been far too long.
Lord Artemis is back from the wars,
and Dr.
I guess.
Susie, you've got several callers. You've got MTRs on line one.
Awesome.
You've got Debbie and Sherry Tracy on line two.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on
okay.
there.
Okay. Well, let me just quickly introduce Toy, who is okay. sitting in Lord Artemis's lap. Welcome.
Hello. How's
Happy Lupercalia.
Happy Lupercalia.
Well, I want to get back to you guys about Lupercalia because you're into all the whipping and flogging and, you know, sensory deprivation. So, but let's take our calls, shall we?
Who do you want first, MTOZ?
We'll say hi, Happy Lupercalia to MTOZ.
Okay, he's on line one.
And then we have these ladies. These lovely ladies calling in.
MTOZ, you're on.
Hi, MTOZ.
Hello, Susan. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, well, I can hear you loud and clear, so that's all that matters.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Happy Lupercalia.
Okay. I'm doing well. How are you and Max?
Good. We're celebrating Lupercalia Valentine's Day with a lovely lesbian couple using the magic wand, Hitachi, and pearls to celebrate Lupercalia in a most fetching way. And they are not wearing any panties, by the way, but I just want to let Panty Boy know that I am wearing red lace panties. We got a buzz going on here.
I think we have to save that for after the call.
Okay. Yeah. So, Imtiaz, so do you have any Lupercalian thoughts, comments, questions?
Yeah, I wonder, is Michael Phillips there by any chance?
Yes, he is by some chance, by happenstance.
Hi, Imtiaz. How are you, my friend?
Oh, hello, Michael. How are you? All your wives are waiting in line to talk to you this evening.
Oh, my new wives. That's excellent.
Well, he has this whole little lesbian show going on in front of him. So far, so good, right?
And in fact, yes, indeed.
I'd say so. You know, and a little Lupercalian whack.
So, Imtiaz, tell me what happened in Egypt.
We had a revolution.
Yeah, do you know anything about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, all I know that I wrote to Susan. I don't know, you know, if you've read this morning or this afternoon, but in Algeria, the same thing is taking place that took place in Egypt last week.
So are you Muslims going to take over, or are you going to have democracy, or what's going to go on?
No, I don't know. That's a very good question. You know, the problem with most revolutions I've found in my life is that, you know, it's like the Animal Farm, you know, from George Orwell. I mean, you know, it's people who take over often are worse than what was before. But I don't know. I hope that Egypt doesn't have the same problem. You know, that's just my... But
the Burak steps down, but who's going to step up? Will it be Robespierre or Vaclav Havel? I don't know.
Well, that's the million-dollar question, Susan. You know, and if they get a person worse than Mubarak, then, you know, matters become worse. But, you know, it's amazing how this thing is spreading throughout the Middle East. I'm sure this royal family in Saudi Arabia must be, you know, literally, you know, dreading, because they're the ones who are going to get hurt the next, in my opinion.
Libya?
Well, it's revolution. It's catching. And it's sort of Lupercalian.
Well, revolution. In the meantime, I guess we've got a military state in Egypt.
Yeah, at the moment.
That's what often happens. The military moves in.
They'd rather have a democratic government. So we have to wait and see. I mean, there's a lot of celebration, but as I said, you never know who takes over and how bad it can be, you know?
Right. All right.
Susan, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Remember, you talked about Romulus and Remus, you know, those two kids.
Yeah, that were suckled by the she-wolf.
What is their significance on Valentine's Day?
Well, because they were the ones who founded Rome. Because their uncle abandoned them, made them, you know, put them in a, like the Moses story, sort of stuck them in a river, and they went rushing down the river. Instead of the Egyptian princess finding them, it was a wolf that found them. And, of course, they were part god because Mars is their father. And so they survived drinking wolf milk. go figure, you know, and then this cave where they would celebrate the Lupercal was supposedly the cave of the she-wolf whose name was Luper, or that's the word for wolf. Anyway, this is all very esoteric, but Michael Phillips is shaking his head, nodding.
You're exactly right. You're 100%
correct. I'm going to be a classicist when I grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this is very unusual to be in America and hearing history that's actually correct. I'm amazed.
No, this is not history. This is mythology. But I guess it's sort of history.
All history is mythology.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Exactly. This is just...
I'm still not a cynic, by the way.
You're sweet.
Not at
you're
all.
Very sweet, you know. But that's the wolf, baby. The howl of the wolf. Yeah. Okay?
Ow.
Absolutely.
You know, Michael, I will tell you, I read your poem, which is quite extraordinary, and I read that lovely piece of satire, you know, the one that Henry David Thoreau talked about, that men lead lives of quiet desperation.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I think that, you know, you're quite a prolific and a pretty brilliant guy, actually, you know.
Well,
the girls say that I'm not even in your league.
Yes, but you have the girls, I don't. So what does that say?
Well, Antia, speaking of girls, we have a bunch of them waiting to speak on the phone, and we have guests, so we have to move along. And
okay, fair
I think
enough.
Some
I
of these
ge-
I think
you.
Some of these girls are related to you, but we're going to find out. Okay?
Okay.
We're going to go out.
Very good. Take care.
Okay. Okay. Bye, Antia. Okay, they're on the line, Susie.
All right. Let's go for Sherry. I don't know who's up.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Sherry.
Sherry. Hi. Happy Lupercalia. Hello. Happy Valentine's Day. Maybe she'll respond to that. Happy Valentine, Lupercalia.
Turn down the studio mics. The studio. Turn down.
Maybe
the studio.
This mic. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sherry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Happy Valentine, Lupercalia.
Happy Valentine. How are you? So nice to hear your voice again.
Nice to hear your voice. So, did you want to talk about Valentine's Day, Lupercalia? What's going on?
Well, actually, Lexi's waiting to ask you a question.
What's the question? Go ahead.
Tracy, you want to go first?
Oh, Tracy. Okay. I see these two girls here, Sherry and Tracy.
It's the Valentine thing. It's like
are you,
awesome.
The Valentine thing is what?
Awesome.
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 Okay.
I loved it.
Can you translate? I couldn't hear.
They're breaking up. They're on a cell phone. Probably they're breaking up.
Okay. So something is awesome. I'm not sure what.
Valentine's Lupercalia.
You said the Valentine was awesome.
Oh, okay. The Valentine, the whole Lupercalian thing, the meaning of Valentine's Day is
yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely.
I agree. That's why I bring it up. Okay. Well, I'm glad you agree.
Duke of Orleans.
All right. So you're going to celebrate that now.
Sounds like they've been celebrating.
It does. Exactly. It does. I was going to say, you start
libations.
With the wine, and then the goat's blood is next.
Then come the beatings and the spankings. And
okay, you going to whip each other tonight? Are you? You need a. You can do it with a towel. Just flick a towel at each other. That's all.
Just use your hands.
Well, we're going to use the goat's loins.
Nice big hand.
The goat. What were
the goat, the goat's loin cloth. I
oh, there you have the goat loin over there.
Nice.
Good. Yeah.
Yes,
all right. Start smacking each other. Can you watch us on webcam? Do you see what we got going on here? Yeah. Smack each other. Show her how it's done.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You should be
able to hear on hold. Smack, smack. Smack, smack.
Snap,
absolutely.
Crackle,
yeah.
Pop.
Jamie and Lily are demonstrating a Lupercalian custom here. Okay, well, ladies, you have a wonderful
breakfast.
Lupercalia.
Well, actually, I have a question for Michael.
Okay.
Okay.
Michael, you really do have the fans, the Valentines.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
This is the best Valentine's
Day. Debbie.
Hello, Debbie.
You know that I'm really impressed with your writings, and I just posted several on Facebook, and I wanted to tell you that between going from the intensity and to your lovely poems and the lust, and then going from how messed up our country is, it's just amazing how you can go from one the other.
Yes, I might have a split personality. It's a bit of a problem, but thank you so much.
I'm just wondering, Max. You look so, you know, concerned there.
No, I'm fine.
Oh no.
Yeah, no.
Because
I think
she was thinking. Were you talking about politics? Because Max was. Maybe she was confusing your voices. Anyway, whatever.
Confusing my voice.
Yeah, I think she's.
No,
with Michael.
On my blog, there's a lot of poetry and politics.
Oh, there's a lot of politics.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just trying to stand up for my Valentine here.
I was reading his daily muses.
That would be mine, yes.
Wonderful. Well, give out your website, Michael.
Oh, yes. MichaelPhillipsWrites.com.
All right. Well, thank you. Now, this is Tracy or
Debbie?
Tracy, Debbie, and Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Is a threesome going on there? Are you girls all, like, having sex?
All of you.
They love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too.
I love them, too.
Yeah, we all do.
Yes. And Lily loves Jamie. That's great.
Jamie loves Lily.
Jamie loves Lily. All right.
That's the next
movie.
Well,
you ladies, you should do some whipping tonight, you know, for Valentine's. It's not as fattening as candy, and you don't need a special someone.
It's
you know,
slimming.
You just kind of do it.
If
all
they
right?
need assistance, I volunteer mine.
Yeah. Well, you know... I can't understand you. Ladies, you know, your phone is breaking up.
Let's see, interpret. Tracy said she has 55 different ways of tying someone up.
55 different ways of tying someone up.
Nice.
Good Lord.
Okay, well.
Let's try five
tonight. We have some rope, so we could demonstrate.
I can make a noose.
No nooses. Why are people so suicidal on Valentine's Day?
It's capitalism.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's capitalism makes you that way. I don't think people were thinking
Moore.
Suicide on Lupercalia, but I think, you know, Valentine's Day is a lot of pressure. Right. Okay, so go on. Tell us one of the ways to tie people up that you like the best for Lupercalia, for a good whipping.
Okay, Tracy, she wants to know one of the ways, your favorite, of tying someone up.
Oh, my God. What is this, whisper down the lane?
She's
all right.
Get it. It's going to be a totally different message.
What you really tie someone up is you tie them at the ankles, the hands, the vest, and around their waist. They can't move, but, hey, if I really feel sorry for you, I might hand you my crying towel. If I shall fix you, if I had a whip.
What?
I got cocoa.
Where am I?
All right, honey. You have a happy Lupercalia, and you know, just don't tie it too tight around the throat, okay? You know, but whack it hard on the behind. That's what the behind is for. Hard whacking. That's right. Okay, so we're moving right along. We're saying goodnight to my engineer, though, is having an in-depth conversation. So we can't.
More politics.
We're going to say goodbye.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, ladies, you have a happy. Can I hear all three of you say happy Lupercalia?
Happy Lupercalia.
No, all at once, like angels. Please, all at once now, and one, two, three.
Happy Lupercalia.
No, you got to do it again. No, no, no.
Do it.
One, two, three.
Happy. Come on, girl.
They're too happy to do a happy Lupercalia. One,
little
two,
happy
three.
Oh,
hey, ladies.
Okay.
Monkey Moo.
Go ahead. Give me a happy Lupercalia.
Happy Lupercalia. Come on, girl. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, they can't do it.
All right. We love you, sweetheart.
Tie them up, gag them, and whip them real good. Bag. What is this with the murder and mayhem?
No.
All right. And look who's here. We have some interesting guests coming in. Exeter Miles, Lord Exeter, and Siren Celine, and it looks like some other lovely lady is also here. So come on in. Come on in. So, all right. Now, you know, Lord, this is the meeting of the Lords. I don't know what this means on Valentine Lupercalia. But here's Lord Artemis Fowl.
Exeter, long time no see.
Ah, how do the lords embrace? Look at that.
They have a secret handshake.
They do. Oh, and they kiss too. Yes, kissing is good. Mm.
Well, in the House of Lords in England, I believe it's a requirement that you're a pervert and a kisser of other men. So.
You got a problem for me.
Right.
And someone has a problem with the government.
Now, why did you choose to call yourself Lord, or did someone call you Lord, as opposed to, say, Master or Admiral or...
Actually, many people have asked me where I got my performance name.
Right.
And why I've taken this name. And a lot of people believe it's from the Artemis Fowl book series.
Mm.
It is from a book series, but it's from Stephen R. Donaldson's The Ring Thing series.
The Ring Thing, okay. Don't know about it, but it's an obscure reference, and tonight is all about that.
Yes. And it's a it's actually quite a wonderful Rings? Book, and it deals with...
Not Lord of the Rings. We know about that.
One ring to rule them all.
It deals with Thomas Covenant, who lives in this world and is somehow transported to another world.
Mm.
Little sci-fi, a little bit weird, but...
A little bit weird.
No.
Everyone in that land is depending on him to fight Lord Foul, who is the desecrator, the destroyer of Earth, and just all around the one guy nobody likes.
You are the desecrator and destroyer.
Well, I see destruction and creation as a lot of the same thing.
Does it have anything to do with being a U.S. Marine?
A little bit. Demolitions is my specialty.
There you go.
He like wow. Boom.
I knew things sometimes make sense. You know, which came first, the Lord Desecrator thing or
being
a Marine? You became that first.
Yes.
And then you realized you're a Lord of Desecration.
Which I've always found it interesting, little sidetrack, that they refer to U.S. Marines as baby killers when in actuality we're more baby makers.
I haven't done that. You're more baby what? Makers.
Baby makers.
Baby makers.
Every time a unit leaves a country, they have a population boom. It's almost like when KISS goes on tour.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, thank God, even among the military, sex is more popular than killing.
You know, everybody's handing me vodka.
Nice.
Are they different kinds?
I had this great thought in my head. So the Marines kill one baby and then make 10, right? Something like that.
Somewhere in there.
Now, is this a consensual baby making, or
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yes.
All right. You know, I'm just checking. I mean, you know, we are talking. I don't know, wartime. You know, and we are all about consensual everything here. At
wartime.
The
Dr. Wartime's
Susan Block
about
Show.
Baby making.
Sometimes we take what we want.
You know, the War of the Roses. I mean, there's a you know, sex and war often go together because. I mean, sex goes with everything, actually.
I have to agree. I watch the War in Iwo Jima or one of those movies, and I'm like ready to go right away.
Mm.
So
it's a turn on, huh?
I just like seeing like Pearl Harbor. I'm just like, yeah, come on, baby.
Well,
just sunk a battleship.
Hiroshima Mana Morris sort of
you just sunk my battleship,
got some eroticism in it. So, Troy, how do you feel about the whole desecration concept?
I don't mind it at all.
You like being desecrated?
Sure.
Mm. What do you think of when you think of being desecrated?
I don't know. I've always kind of associated like pain with pleasure. So it's kind of, it can be erotic.
So Lupercalia must be a good holiday for you.
I actually didn't know the term up until today.
Well,
so.
There you go. Well, this is the teaching
learning experience.
Aspect of the show.
Right.
This is the original meaning of Valentine's Day. It really is about pain. But it's not about so much emotional pain, which is really what it's about today. Nowadays, it's about emotional pain. But really, it's just about a pain in the tuchus, as my grandmother would say, which is no big deal. I mean, and maybe other places, you know, you can whip around here and different places, spanking, whipping, whacking.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, humans do crave pain, I guess. I guess we have to acknowledge that. So why not get it in a kind of a nice way? Which I think Lupercalia is, at least according to all the definitions I'm seeing on Wikipedia and everything. So, great. Okay, well, so here you all are. This is a reunion for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
It's been the first time we've gotten to see each other in several months.
Yeah, is it cool or is it like complicated, like Valentine's Day? I mean, is it like a complex? No, it's not complicated.
No.
Okay. Box cutter's looking at me like, Okay.
I like to keep things simple.
Good. All right. Simple.
Kiss method.
Are you going to sing for us tonight, Toy?
Perhaps.
I would love that. You know, it's a holiday. Even though Jamie's not into holidays. But she might be into, oh, you got yourself some wine. I was going to offer you some agua.
Oh my God, it was water before.
It looks like goat's blood. That actually looks like goat's blood. It really does. Here, you should. This is what they did. They would put it on the forehead of the looper cows.
Oh, you're wasting it.
Yeah. And here, and you can also, you know, you lick some off.
She changed water into wine?
That's what she did. Yes, this is, it's all these holidays are related.
I poured it right out of this thing, I swear.
That's
I lemon
amazing.
And everything.
Can you walk on vodka?
It's a Russian trick.
It's a Russian trick, right?
All right, so would you like to try the agua with the salt here?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go, the salt ritual.
Okay.
This is not cocaine, by the way. This is just salt.
Now, Lily knows
we have no illegal substances.
The routine. Right. Would you guys like some agua over here as well? I have to have someone help me to move it over here. I don't know who. Can I have an assistant of some sort? Do I have a lovely assistant? I think I have Mariella as my lovely assistant.
We also have a gentleman on...
Actually, look at this. You are coming forth, Katie Kins, to be my lovely assistant. Very good. Katie Kins, welcome. Happy Valentine Lupercalia. You don't have a microphone, so...
Doctor.
Yes.
We also have a gentleman who's on the line.
Yes.
He was recently married, and his wife is walking around in panties and so forth, and he would like to have an audience for her.
All right. But first, I want to just explain that we're drinking agua with the ritual of the salt lick. This is a new Lupercalian ritual, okay? You lick the salt. First, you put the salt on the body part. Tits, ass, arm, pussy, dick, whatever. And then you lick it and take your shot. Okay. So... Who are we talking to?
We're talking to James, who just got married. And wife walking around in panties, etc., wants audience to take on her behavior or something.
I am going to need more shot glasses. So someone should arrange that for me, because I can tell the agua is a big hit. Don't break the bed, ladies.
No, they're...
Okay.
All right, so you want to take the caller?
All right, yes, yeah?
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
James?
James, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, yes.
Hi, James. Yes. What's going on?
It's actually a little different scenario that you got put down. I was recently married, and my wife actually has an 18-year-old daughter.
Uh-oh.
Has been kind of throwing around some hints, it seems.
Yeah.
When my wife is not around the house, and it seems like it only happens when my wife isn't around, her daughter will walk around half-dressed, walk around in panties.
Uh-huh. And so are you having difficulty controlling yourself?
Yeah. especially recently, because she... has gotten to where she'll kind of do things that almost seems to tease.
You're up, Michael.
She'll walk by real close to me at times and kind of...
I have a very important question for you. Are you really Woody Allen? is she Korean? I'd say go for it.
No, she's actually...
But prepare for divorce.
Oh, yeah.
She is over 18, so, you know, you're not doing anything illegal. And it's up to you, but I doubt that her mother will like this. So, you know.
Oh, I agree.
Do you have a good lawyer? Yeah.
No, but I should probably start looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look for a good lawyer and do her. That's my advice.
Okay, and Jamie is really doing Lily Cade for Lupercalia. You know, I guess, I mean, it sounds like you're going to do her anyway, right?
Do that way.
What you doing for your wife on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
That's the critical question. Okay. My opinion, he was fantasizing about the whole thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those
my opinion,
Hallmark
he was masturbating.
Fantasies.
He was
yeah, and there was that, you know.
I think I cured him, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Michael, you could cure a lot of people from getting turned on. No, that was great. Okay, so where were we? We are celebrating Lupercalia.
And we had product placement, agua.
Well, yeah, we did that. Okay.
Yeah, we did that.
And I'm seeing now. Did you get your agua, Lily and Chad?
I don't drink. Thank you, though.
Oh, you don't drink.
No, it's been almost.
But Lily does.
So.
And well, you could lick the salt off of your own boobs if you took a shirt off. There you go. That's Whoa. Not a Valentine-y shirt
yeah.
anyway. It's really not. Take it off. Take it off.
Dr. Susie says take it off.
That's what Dr. Susie says, is take it off. It's like Simon. There you go.
I've been squeezing him all night.
And you've been
anyways.
Squeezing him. All right. Well, I mean, that looks nice. Yeah. So this you look like a very cute little Valentine now. You're all topless and with a red and white skirt. Mm.
Yep.
You want to try to steal the scene from the ladies here?
No, I'm scared of those ladies.
You're scared of them? Wow. What are you scared of exactly?
Well, Jamie's beat my ass for hours on end.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, I'll protect you if something happens that, you know, uh-huh. I'll whack her.
Lily's just so rough.
Lily can be rough.
Lily's
that's true.
Very rough.
Okay, will you come up here and protect your girl then?
No, I'm scared.
That's oh, you're scared too.
You don't know that one on the right.
Yeah, no.
She's dangerous.
Are you girls really as dangerous as they say? Where's your microphone?
Their microphone
I mean, they're,
is back
they're
there
horny from... girls.
Well, Jamie beat me for 3 hours on a webcam and then rode me like a horse and told me to take her to Tijuana and get her some tequila.
Really?
While beating me with a riding crop for 3 hours.
Right.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I love it.
No,
oh, okay.
Off.
Well, then what's the
mic.
Problem?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I like my ass today.
But it's Lupercalia Day.
Yeah, but I thought we were beating girls. Is
well, no. You know what? Oops. So, you know, here's the thing, folks. In prehistoric Rome, it might have been mainly about beating girls, but they beat guys too, by the way.
Yeah.
And certainly here at Dr. Susie Speakeasy, I mean, this has got to be, we have to, you know, we're deconstructing Valentine's Day. We're deconstructing and reconstructing our audio as well.
Let me hear you.
And we beat men, we beat women, we have women beating women. Equal opportunity beatings are going on
well, Lucy,
tonight.
Lucy, if you won't come up here, someone should come up here.
Someone?
I know, I just wanted to
do are you good at biting?
I love biting? To bite.
Yeah? Box cutter, come on up and get bitten. Come on, box cutter.
Oh my God, let me bite
she,
you.
She is a biting fetishist.
I'm hungry.
And I can tell, you are a vampire.
Now everybody tell me after they meet me the first time, when they see me again, they say, no bite, but I like you, no bite.
Нет,
no bite. They love to fire me, but they are
here
scared.
She is. U.S. Marine... biting fetishist. Box cutter. Yep. Okay. Now she's tough. You might have to bite her a little harder than you think. Okay. She's making expressions.
This is a leatherneck here.
Okay. Don't draw any goat's blood, please.
Don't draw any girl's blood either, please.
She was making a face, though. How's she doing, Lord? Is she doing okay?
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
But to break a leather neck, you need a leather neck.
Semper Fi. Oh, well, look at this. Now, wow. Box cutter's getting more than she bargained for. Getting bitten on the lips, bitten on the neck. And now Lily is going in for the shoulder.
That's a lot of mouths.
Yeah. Lily in her blog was very cute. She said that I describe what's going on because if some people are just listening to us on radio. So she feels like she's in a sporting match. And I am the athletic announcer here. Yes, she's biting hard and she's getting into it. Her boobs are shaking as she bites. Lily Cade, goddess of the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie Jane, is it? I got it.
Jamie Janes.
Jamie Janes. Thank you. Chad's my second announcer here. She is
anytime,
gripping the neck of Box Cutter, Ms. Box Cutter, and spitting on her. But Box Cutter is not a spitting fetishist, and she's like making a face. Uh-oh, we've got a little mix-up here. Whoops, and I got a camera person. Yes, it's looking good, I think. What? Okay, just step right in. Our photography team
is going for it. Yeah, this is. I think there needs to be some Lupercalia going on here, though.
Lube? Yeah.
Yeah, I need to be whacking someone.
Lots
yes.
of lube.
I have
lots
to.
Lots of lube. Pour it on.
Whack, whack, whack.
Baby oil.
And this is, of course,
lotion.
Doesn't hurt a bit.
Rabbits.
It's all good. Rabbits, yeah, let's do it.
Throw a rabbit in there. Can't ever go wrong with a rabbit.
Rabbit, or you know, some mink gloves, maybe. Yeah. Get some beatings going on.
Get close to your mic.
Okay, we still biting? Oh, I see bite marks. I see bite marks. Yeah.
I do have a question for Miss Box Cutter. How does she get on a plane with a name like that?
A serious.
You know, I don't.
I think it's an alias.
I think that's her name.
She's
on
the plane. Okay,
I think that's an alias.
So
probably didn't say it in her passport.
Do you think her
Box
real,
Cutter Extraordinaire?
Do you think her
or
real name is like
Look
Arab
at this.
Terrorist?
You've got a gun on the back of your neck. You know. Well, at least it's just a tattoo. Wow.
She smuggled one in.
And what does that say in Russian there?
Open other end.
What?
It says, God, he has saved me.
God save me? God, he saved me, right. I think, was what that said.
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah? Okay, so there's been enough biting? For now. Well, where's the microphone?
Oh
we have
my
to get.
God.
Or do you want to go down there and get on the mic?
You've
got, let's look at these bite marks. Look at this. Yeah, she does have some big bite marks there. Okay, we got the video on the bite marks. Show those bite marks. Yeah.
And you wondered why I was scared of going up there?
Well, now you're not a bite, but she asked for it.
Hey, when you ask
now
for
look.
It, ask for
You are not a biting fetishist. I would not encourage them to bite you.
She likes being tied up.
I was encouraging the biting. You're a squirter, right?
Yeah. Well
would done, you Lily. Would you like to squirt? How about you want to reprise your squirting?
Your first girl scene, she
right
squirted
up here?
All over me.
Susie,
you know?
Oh, Susie, look at the audience there with the little
come.
Doll.
Oh, the doll. Someone's going off with the doll. I think he's going off with the guy. That's Guido that he's going off with.
Lucy, we're gonna little Lucy. Lucy, come home. Let me make you come.
Ooh.
Lucy,
spoken like a true
good.
Valentine. Here she goes.
I want to make your little pussy
where,
squirt.
Where is that squirting
thing?
Thing we have. We have
yeah,
a. No. There's a squirting thing. There's a.
A tarp
a
maybe to keep under it, like a bucket.
There's a.
Usually that helps.
Yeah, bucket. That's what we're gonna have to have.
A bucket,
here.
You know, painter
a
cloths.
Tarp.
Those work really well.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Let's just move some certain objects
Rip
here,
open some trash
such
bags,
as this.
Electrical cords, you know.
Okay. Someone help me up here. I need some help to move things.
What do you need?
I just need a person to help me move things out of the way of the squirting people, so that everything doesn't get.
Hold
she's
on.
Gonna squirt. She's gonna squirt.
I love it.
And let's get the feathers out of the way because they look like not so
get
good.
Her.
Okay, here we go.
Before
yes.
she squirts.
Oh, here we go. Here's the squirting mat. Get this under her ass.
Oh, see, they actually have a squirting mat.
We do. This is the love mat, actually. It was given to us by the love mat people.
We so need one of those at home. Can
before
you
she squirts.
Them sponsor us?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Dr. Susie, before
yes.
she squirts, can
corporate
I request that we get a shot
please.
Glass?
A shot
there?
Glass under
yes.
there.
I believe that would be the perfect Lupercalia shot.
Okay, well, you know, we could try.
We need a bowl.
We
a
can
bowl,
get.
A bowl.
Well, no, I think he's right because the shot glass will look better and maybe it'll get something in there. You know, because a bowl. Well, you know, sometimes the bowl gets in the way. Let's just let the squirt happen. It's not going to get in the shot glass.
Oh, yeah, it will.
It will. All right. Somebody hold the shot glass.
Didn't you see it last time? It was all over.
It was
all
over the place. Okay.
From there?
But should the shot glass maybe be angled?
Okay.
Like that. Okay. And here. Let's move your knee. Excuse me. Move the knee. Let's have a flat surface here.
Now we have 34,000.
Okay.
Get that motor started.
Got right. 34,000 photographers.
We
there.
Do. Yeah. 34,000. One of them is going to get
anything.
A good shot.
We can't see anything.
It's better
okay,
covered
here.
Than the
put
Academy
your head
Awards.
Right on the heart here.
Red
right.
carpet.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the gorilla. He can put his arms around you.
Oh, there they did go. Pull out the red carpet, of course. So that's why all the photographers are there.
There we go. Here she goes. This is Lucy Blaze celebrating Lupercalia with Lily Cade and Jamie Janes. And a Hitachi magic wand on a love mat with agua in her system. And this is... no, I'm okay here. Just take it away. Yeah. Okay. No pressure, of course, speaking Valentine's Day. Yeah. Oh, you look beautiful.
Now you know how male talent feels.
Yeah. I know. This
oh, there's only squirting. 60 people on the set and my dick's not working. Oh, the shit.
Yes, she's squirting. Oh, big time squirt. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Oh, beautiful. Big time. Big, beautiful.
Wow.
Jesus.
I can lie about the buckets.
Mm. Wow. That is
I'm
so
singing
hot.
In the
oh,
rain.
Oh, my God. Let us have a hand for Lucy Square Girl Blaze. Justin got a little wet there. And Lily Cade. And
where's Gene Simmons when you need him?
Jamie James. And yes, you are beautiful. And see, they didn't hurt you, right? Happy Lupercalia.
Yeah, happy Lupercalia.
All right. It's about flogging and squirting, you know. amen and amen. Yeah, that's really you're beautiful, and they were very nice. They didn't hurt you. Look at how nice these goddesses can be. Right now they're
benevolent.
Nice. Well,
benevolent.
That's what we're talking about is right now. Okay, we need a microphone.
Microphone.
She was
there.
Just very nice. She. Somebody can. I need an assistant to get my microphone.
The microphone's right over there. Can somebody get the microphones on the bed there?
Okay.
The microphone on the bed.
Ah, that's... Well, that's what I was afraid of, is... Yeah. Oh, there it goes. That was a little bit. We had just a little bit in the cup.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Give it
all right. Can I have the mic? You take the mic and you have to give it to me, though. You know.
There we go. I don't think there's enough.
All right, so Squirter Girl.
Yeah. We didn't
get it. I feel like a superhero when you call me that.
This is Lucy Blaze.
I wanted
Blaze.
The aerial angle. Yes. Well.
How you feel after a good squirt like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a wee little.
It's very relaxing.
Helicopter. Yeah. You could have been up there. You know, and just hold it in the camera.
Can you hear her on here? What are you guys talking about?
Midgets. Don't ask.
Yeah. Long conversation.
You know, we're having Squirter Girl doing the post-game interview here, okay?
I'm going to turn their mics down. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Now, what did they do exactly to make you squirt? What they were sucking on your nipples. They were using the Hitachi magic wand right here on your shaved pussy. And anything else? Were they inserting anything?
Yeah, Lily had some fingers up there.
Some fingers up there. Harsh fingers or light fingers?
Yeah, she does mediocre. Like, it's good medium.
Mediocre?
Well, not mediocre.
No, I don't think you should call her mediocre. I'm a word stickler, so. No, I mean, light. It's sort of medium.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's right there. She knows where my G-spot is.
She knows where it is. Did you know when she was about to squirt?
Yeah. That's why I pulled out and grabbed a thing.
There you
I couldn't
go.
Catch anything.
You couldn't catch it. It's hard to catch those things. Yeah. You know, that's why you have to use a bulb, but the bulb gets in the way of the camera. Yeah. You know. Okay. Did you know when she was going to squirt?
I was not in her pussy, but I hear her mom.
Hi, Natasha.
She had the yes. Clip. She had the clip.
Yeah. Well, very good, ladies. Very good. Okay. Well, you can
tell by her breathing.
Yeah.
Because the breathing gets like very intense. Because I know when I squirt, I almost pass out.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Good.
Are you gonna squirt tonight?
I could squirt tonight.
Yeah.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure.
What makes you squirt? What position? What kind of activity?
I just like the Hitachi and. I like to choke myself while I do it.
You choke yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
With
your hand?
Silk rope.
Silk rope.
And I play with the Hitachi.
Mm. I have some rope. Can you give me that?
Silk rope? I know, silk rope
is
the best, but I can try anything.
This is some rope. I don't want you to kill yourself or anything. This is one of the...
No, I'm
just because it's Valentine's Day.
I'm Black Cat. I cannot die.
Oh. Okay, all right. Don't try this at home, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners.
I have some rope.
I'm a professional.
No. Oh, my. Okay. This is a long rope here, and I'm all tied up in it, and I myself do not want to be strangled.
If you'd like, I have some silk rope on the way.
You have some silk rope on the way. That's the key word.
30 seconds.
Oh, she's already into it here. And so we have this... Okay, so here we go. And you're going to do this yourself. You're going to make it happen. Okay, you want to sort of hold the microphone in case she makes any sounds? You know, some of these Russian sounds here.
Okay, those are...
Who knew it was going to be squirting Lupercalia?
I know.
But it is.
And that's the vibrator there. Those are vibrator sounds.
Just in case you are wondering. Yeah, here we go. And this is Jamie Janes, who is...
She's hot.
She is certainly hot. From Russia, which is a very big country.
That was a country that was our enemy for many years.
We're not making fun of Russians,
no,
by the way.
Not at all. No, I love Russians.
We love to try to talk like them, and we sound really silly,
I'm
and it's
really
very
good.
Politically incorrect.
Right.
But
no, it's not politically incorrect. Russians talk like that.
She's demanding something. She wants Lily to bite her or stick her finger inside. Yep, do a little G-spot fingering. Lily's got red fingernails for Valentine's Day and Lupercalia. I appreciate that. You know, a little attention to color detail. And, of course, she does have red hair. So that is also appropriate for Valentine's Lupercalia. And now we have some intensive G-spot fingering right here. In the womb room, on the love mat.
The sound of the Hitachis.
Hitachis are our friend, you know. We love Hitachis. We all the girls do. And the guys, you just have to get the technology together to help us to use them in some way with
the Japanese
all of
were
your
also
cameras
enemies,
and microphones.
Then they made the Hitachi.
Rub it in there, baby. Mm-hmm.
And they converted us.
Yeah, everybody got a good view there. I want everybody to be sure that you can see. And these camera people should not get in your way. Of course, we have monitors everywhere for all you Lupercalians. And it's we got about 20 minutes more to the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. And we're no pressure to squirt. You know, I mean, we're all waiting for you though.
She's just beautiful.
Oh, she's.
Comrade,
she's something.
My
comrade.
Friend,
oh,
she's beautiful.
Yeah, she is beautiful.
Look at her. Mm. Anybody shooting that punim of hers?
I'm sure we got, you know, hopefully we're not all just on her pussy, but probably we are. yeah, some people should get the...
42,000 photographers, they're all on the pussy.
Your mind
what's up
gutter,
here?
So face. Mine can float by. Yeah.
And maybe we should put the gorilla behind her here. Yeah. Gorilla right there.
Listen,
yeah.
That
wild thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's looking good.
And you know it's working.
She's hot. Hot.
I love her. Yeah. I've worked with her like six times this year.
Really?
Oh, here she look at the tensing. She's really do not try this with the neck. This is dangerous. But she seems to be enjoying herself. And it is Lupercalia. Mm.
Hot.
Yes. Oh, and she does look hot. She looks like some kind of great
like
sea
Carradine.
Creature, like ready to explode. Veins are pulsating on her neck. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm. Yeah, very nice. Beautiful, just exploding flower. Yeah. Oh, well, let's talk about something else and then maybe. Nice panties you had. I think Panty Boy will appreciate those red and white boy shorts. Would you say that that's what they were?
Yeah. I've got some pink ones that I was wearing underneath,
uh-huh.
too.
Okay, we're going to try a different thing now. What do we?
She came, but she can't squirt.
All right. Well, I'm glad you didn't strangle yourself. And thank you, Jamie.
She has not enough liquid in her.
She'll squirt,
vodka.
Yeah, more vodka or agua and no pressure. You know, we can stuff chocolates up your pussy or something and maybe you'll squirt them out later.
Not chocolate. That sounds like a UTI waiting to happen.
Yeah. Mm.
Not if it's wrapped. I mean, as long as they're wrapped.
Right,
so.
Wrapped, yeah. Good, I guess, yeah.
So, Chad, aren't you a porn star? I mean, don't we get a guy up here to do something?
I was letting the vulva speak for the
well,
evening.
Well, right, I
yes,
know,
please.
But this is your girl. I mean, you...
Yeah, but they're both...
No, the vulva
is she beats my ass on the regular,
great.
And so I just kind of, like,
to
let her do that when
male,
it happens.
Trying to encourage a little male participation.
It's pretty hot. I do like it when she does it, but, I mean, you know...
I have a scene tomorrow. Okay, I can't have any marks and things.
Yeah, right. No marks.
I love her to death.
I'm very good at doming others because I dom myself.
Dr. Yeah. Susie, you've got a caller?
Yes.
Robert. What's his story here?
Wants to know, Robert?
I can't read this.
Well, let's put him on and see.
Lily has awesome
boy,
boobies.
Girl, boy, anal penetration. I think this is for you guys who do this stuff.
Let's do this.
Sounds like it's a porn question.
Yeah, porn question. Here we go. Okay, Robert, you're on the line. Hello?
Hello. Robert?
Robert, did you fall asleep? Hello, Robert.
Robert, see, we can't
Robert,
even hear him anyway.
Come here.
All right, Robert, he's...
Robert, what happened?
He's playing with his Valentine.
Okay, goodbye, Robert.
Okay.
Sorry.
Goodbye, Robert.
Okay.
And...
Well, fuck you too, Robert.
Yeah, right. You know, I mean...
Like, you want to fuck
don't care
you
about
don't
you.
Want to fuck. That's like turning me on and then fucking leaving.
Yeah, you know, some guys are like that, right? Right? Well, I mean, okay, so... You don't want to get up on stage. I'm going to invite Lord Artemis.
I'll get on stage.
Well, okay. What? This girl. Which girl?
Every
girl. Oh, you mean Katie Kins? Is the red and black hair with the pink bra? Katie Kins, would you like to accept?
You got so many clothes on.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on up. Come on up, Katie Kins. So yeah, you got to get rid of the shirt though, Chad. The shirt is not very Lupercalian. And you probably should stick to this side of the bed, I would suggest. You know, this is where your girlfriend is, you know, it's the Valentine thing. Yeah. Well, no, you can wear pink panties. The pink panties is good. Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's very wet. Yeah, clean up your girlfriend's mess here.
You've got one microphone up there, too. Susan, there's only one mic.
So we have a mic there.
Has to take control of that mic.
Well, I think that the Russian has control of the microphone.
I like to grab things with a firm grip.
Yeah. Yes. Now,
don't let me get your cock when I'm mad.
Would you grab this one? I mean, you know, because they're both...
No, I fuck him up all the time.
How do you fuck him up?
I put him on his knees and I beat his ass and I bite his cock.
I see. Okay, well, here's...
I
mean, it's got a heart on it. No?
Oh,
I mean... Wait.
Beat them, Jamie.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Okay, are you okay there, Chad? Whoa.
Yes.
He's okay. Shut the fuck up what you say is what she said, in case you couldn't hear that. And he said, yes, mistress, just in case.
He has a scene tomorrow.
You couldn't hear that. Don't roll her off the bed here.
Okay? Yeah, don't leave any marks on him. He's got a scene tomorrow.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Whatever. She is hitting you through your pants.
She is. It's just through the pants, right.
Yeah, man up, Chad. Come on.
Yes, mistress.
I'm here.
Yeah,
I think I hit her harder than this, and she didn't even complain.
You're hitting his sneakers now.
You want to fucking do my little slit?
Where's the microphone? Put the microphone to her lips.
Yes, mistress.
You want the microphone? You want the microphone?
Ah. Put it up to her mouth. Okay, don't knock
Keep
her teeth out.
Yes. Keep say yes.
Yes, mistress.
What do you say, little bitch boy?
Yes, mistress.
Okay, well, we got in for a good moment there.
Now get on your fucking... Put your face down, bitch.
Put your face down, bitch.
You okay there, Chad?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay, just checking. Just checking.
I love it, mistress.
We are taking Lupercalia to extremes here.
Tell me more, little bitch boy.
Little bitch boy. Can you, like, can you... Whoa. Yo!
I didn't know they had cowgirls in Russia.
Right. There you go. We are going to Tijuana, I guess. At least we're not going to Kiev.
And I do it to them every day.
Where did the microphone go?
Well done, Jamie.
Well done, well done. Okay, let's hear it for Jamie and Chad. Thank you very much.
You've got 10 minutes.
All right, I have 10 minutes.
Chad, someday you're going to grow up to be big bitch boy, if you're lucky.
Well, you know, I think that someone should be tied up on the bondage cross for the very end of the show. I think that someone should be. I think it probably should be a woman. So, Lord Artemis, would you like to choose someone?
Indeed, I would.
We have new, relatively new handcuffs and leg cuffs from the stockroom that they got for Aerostay. And now we're going to put someone up on the bondage cross. So don't take too long to decide now.
Knowing Jamie's penchant for pain, I'm wondering if she would be a willing volunteer.
Jamie, he's asking if you would like to be tied up to the bondage cross for the end of the show. Oh. Yeah. All right,
Whoa.
Lord.
Whoa.
Okay. Oh, look at this. There's a little bit of a fucking going on. Wow. You've got a big cock there, Diana. Yeah. Okay. Take those feathers away.
Here come the Marines.
Okay. Here come the Marines. Okay. The Marines are coming in. All right. Now. We are going to be tying up you. That's right. You. No, we're tying you up.
You've got 8 minutes, Doc. 8 minutes.
Okay. All right. And oh, there's Katiekins. Hello.
Hello.
Happy Valentine's, Lupercalia.
To you, too.
And there's your man. Why don't you sit in a chair, Mono Sunoy? You've actually never been on a microphone.
And he actually
and
has
some important
news today.
And you've been here many times.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And, okay, shh, quiet. Happy Valentine, Lupercalia. You're a couple. This is your first Valentine's together?
It is.
Pretty okay, much. What are you doing?
Say it's a surprise. It's your only out.
We're doing stuff.
You're watching an orgy
do
right
it.
Now. It's Valentine's weekend. It's the whole weekend. So
yeah, it started off great this morning.
Well, you do it all the time, I think, don't you?
From what I can tell. I try as much as possible.
How often do you guys have sex right now? Okay. Wait. Okay, if we're going to squirt again, I have to move my vulva puppets and the microphone. Excuse me. Okay. This thing. Okay. Okay. I guess we're not going to have Okay, so here we go. Under we go. Under and away we go. All right. So, go on, Mono Sunoy and Katiekins, couple of the Valentine year here on Lupercalia. What do you think? How are you feeling about Valentine's Day? How are you
6 minutes.
Feeling about Lupercalia? How are you feeling
you
about...
Go.
You go.
Because you have the stronger opinion than I.
Oh, I'm against Valentine's Day, but this old thing sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is kind of the anti-Valentine's Day celebration here.
It's
with
perfect.
The emphasis on the original prehistoric meaning, the meaning that goes back before recorded history, the meaning of Lupercalia, of communal ecstasy, of people doing each other in wild abandon and drinking, eating goats. And, of course, this looks like it takes place on the Isle of Lesbos right here. The Isle of Lesbos. Oh, yeah, you're part of the Isle. You are. As long as you keep your shorts on, we're going to assume you're one of the eunuchs, you know. Oh, yeah. We're going to try to get those off tonight. Okay, and we are also, you know, Lord Artemis is working very quietly and yet with great determination. He is tying up the lovely Jamie Jane.
5 minutes.
To the bondage cross. And, you know, she's already leaping up. You got to get her legs down, too, because she's good. Yeah, she's going to climb that shit, and it's going to fall down.
And watch that cross, okay.
Watch make sure
that
cross. She doesn't fall down from there.
Can somebody be behind that cross to hold it?
Somebody, and make sure her arms are kind of a little tight up there. Yep, okay. How you feeling there, Lucy? Oh, where's the mic? Here's the mic. How you feeling there?
Good. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm good.
So what's your feeling about Valentine's Day at this point, Katie? Do you share your boyfriend's opinion?
Well, I like a... Well, with Mona, he's kind of like an inside kind of guy, so like a day to actually get him out somewhere is actually quite special.
Well, he comes out here at the speakeasy,
yes,
that's for sure.
Does.
Yes,
he does.
Well, now you know what to do. Valentine's Day, it's all about the Lupercalia. All right, and we're going to be closing, so I want to thank everybody.
And I have a special announcement.
Oh, you have a special announcement.
I do.
You're engaged.
Actually, Mona Sinoli.
Getting married.
No, I no.
Are you pregnant?
No.
Good.
Ow.
Not you look pregnant.
It's a fertility holiday.
No, but Mona Sinoli's first romance movie is coming out and is up online. Trailer and everything.
Awesome. What's it called?
It is called Lost and Found, and it's with the romance series for New Sensations.
Very good. Congratulations, Mona Sinoli.
And the romance series actually just won the last at the X Critic Awards just the other day for Best New Series. So.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, we're gonna have to wind up as we can see whether you squirt or not. How you doing there?
We're going to continue. It's all right. We just got to close this part of it.
Yeah, well, we are going to continue. Yeah. I mean, but we're going to start the party. Believe it or not, this has not been the party. Okay. This is just the show. Okay.
This is just the radio show.
We're about to do the erotic after party.
Let's get
everybody's very quickly,
address.
We got to get everybody's address. Yes. Promote yourselves.
Michael.
Let's first hold a mic up.
LilyCade.com. LilyCade.com.
Okay, and...
LucyBlaze.com.
Okay, and hold it up for Jamie. Let's have Jamie give her information there.
Who are you, Jamie? Where are you going to find me?
Jamie James, XXX. And find me, I'm Fox Magazine columnist. And on Inner Block, you'll find me.
She's twitter.com/JamieJanesXXX. She's Tumblr, JamieJanesXXX.tumblr.com. You can find her at Fox Magazine. She writes a column there. She wrote one about me.
And she is amazing. Are you going to write about
this? She waits in the dark for you.
Wait for our pictures. We'll send them to you.
Over here, Susie.
Okay.
Over here.
And we have, let's see. Well, Michael Phillips.
Yeah, and that's michaelphillipswrites.com, and I'll keep you amused, I hope.
Definitely. You got fans that call our show.
Apparently.
Look at that. All right, and Katie Kins?
It is twitter.com/KatieKins. That's double N and a 9, the number 9 at the end, as well as theromanceseries.com.
And Mona Sinoli?
That'd be Mona Sinoli at Twitter. It's MonaSunoy. It's an anagram. It's clever.
Isn't it? Okay, you got to tweet more. And Ms. Boxcutter.
And that's Ms. Boxcutter, also on Twitter. And for Lord Artemis Fowl, you can find him on Twitter as well.
Oh, we have to have him say goodbye. Wait a second. Where's the microphone? Who's got the mic? Just put it in front of his face. Lord Artemis say hello, goodbye.
Hello to all the listeners, and have a very, very wonderful Valentine's Day.
What about Lupercalia?
Lupercalia.
It's a term that I'm very, very new to.
Okay, let's all say it now, okay. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Happy Lupercalia! Oh, come on. We practically sound like Tracy and Sherry.
I think we could do better.
One more time. Happy Lupercalia!
In chorus, in harmony.
Oh, now you're asking too much.
Okay, we're out of time.
Okay, and we're out of time. We love you. We want you to be good. We want you to be happy. Celebrate Valentine's. If you have to have the candlelit dinner, that's fine. Don't eat too much candy or you can't have sex. But try... you know, Lupercalia is what it's all about. Whacking, whacking. Instead of whacking each other mentally or whacking yourself for not having a Valentine, just get whacked, you know? And while you're whacking, you know, you can take that in different ways, I know. I want you to be good. All consensual whacking. Try not to hurt anyone, including yourselves. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Don't try strangling yourself like Jamie did or someone else. And make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Happy Valentine's, Lupercalia, Lily.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, Hostess of the Airwaves. My job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.